Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
1 out of 5 workers in Virginia needs an occupational license. That's a system that creates losses to the Virginia economy of $173 million a year. That's according to a new report from the Institute for Justice. Lee McGrath is senior legislative counsel for the Institute, and he says people can't use their talents the right way, so they end up doing something suboptimal. Meanwhile, the cost of services is inflated. He estimates that cost at $5.5 billion a year.
So this is truly reflective of what happens when the state intervenes in labor markets and denies opportunities for people who want to work, makes it difficult for employers to hire people, and causes consumers to have fewer choices.
Every year in Richmond, lawmakers consider adding or removing licenses. Last year, for example, Delegate Mark Keem of Fairfax created a new license for people who do laser hair removal. This year, he ended up taking away a licensing requirement for people who blow dry hair.
You've got people that are using very intense electrical equipment to affect people's body hair. On something like this, the reverse is we have people that are literally blow drying your hair, and there's no health and safety aspect of that.
McGrath suggests lawmakers should consider sunsetting occupational licenses, making sure they're reviewed every 5 years or so to make sure licenses are really needed and not just allowing people who have them to charge more money for their services. I'm Michael Pope.